Some people see things as black and white. There are no shades of grey for them at all. It's either right or it's wrong. I know your first reaction is to think, yeah, I know someone like that, and they're a right pain in the neck. Maybe. But we need these people in our society because they keep watch over right and wrong. I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of A Different Perspective, where I'll be helping you to make the most of who you are. And at the end of the program, I'll be sharing with you how you can access all the messages in this series so that you can become the best you that you can possibly be. Over the last week and a half or so, we've been looking at each of the personality types that God tells us about in His Word, the Bible, in Romans chapter 12. We each have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. And today we're going to meet the prophet. This is the person who has the gift of what I call right and wrong. I'll explain what I mean by that in just a moment. But the whole point of us chatting about this stuff on the program is this. Each one of those personality types has some great natural strengths and abilities and gifts, and that's something that the rest of us benefit from. But on the flip side of those natural strengths are natural weaknesses, and somehow they're a natural extension of those strengths. The great strength of a leader, for instance, is that he or she is fantastic at crashing through brick walls and getting difficult things done. But that strength is a double-edged sword because the immature leader can find themselves rolling over the top of people, creating collateral damage. You see my point. And whilst I've referred to them as natural limitations and weaknesses, God has a much shorter term to describe those things. He calls them sin, plain and simple. Perhaps you don't like that word. Hey, I don't much like that word. But it's true. We each have natural sins, traps that we fall into. And whilst I know that it's what Jesus did for us on the cross all those years ago that gives us forgiveness from God, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit in us, those who believe in Jesus, that sets us free from them, sometimes our ignorance gets in the road of that. Sometimes we're so blind to our own natural sins that we don't even realize that we need to work on them. I know that's true of me. I've needed help in overcoming my natural sins, and probably that's true of you too. So that's the point of what we're talking about in this series that I've called, Yes, Old Dogs Can Learn New Tricks. If we can pick up just a few tricks, for want of a better word, for overcoming the natural weaknesses and limitations, sin, inherent in our God-given personality types, then that's got to be a good thing, right? So today we're chatting about the prophet. I don't mean thus saith the Lord, Old Testament style prophet, or someone with the spiritual gift of prophecy as you find them in the New Testament of the Bible. We're talking here about someone with the motivational gift of prophecy, or the personality type of prophet. A prophet is someone who literally speaks the will of God into a situation. And some people are wired on the inside to do just that. So, are you a prophet, or maybe someone you know or love? Are they a prophet? Well, let's find out. Here are some common characteristics of the prophet personality type. To the prophet, integrity is really important in themselves and in other people. They're primarily concerned about maintaining correct standards, being highly responsible, and often suppressing their own personal needs in order to do what they know to be right. But they like to know the rules, whatever those rules are, so that they can obey them. So, the prophet is a self-disciplined, highly organized, punctual person. They're logical, they're realistic, and as I said, they see everything as black and white, right or wrong, without any shades of grey. So, responsible, reliable, someone with high standards and integrity, there you have the prophet personality type. And interestingly, when you do look at the prophets in the Old Testament of the Bible, you see many of those characteristics in them. They boldly speak God's word, right and wrong, into the lives of God's chosen people, Israel, often at great cost to themselves. And you see those sorts of people still in the world today. Where you live, I have no doubt that there are one or two really well-known social commentators in the press who seem to be on a crusade to point out the rights and wrongs in the trends of society. Those people have the personality type of the prophet, the gift, if you will, of right and wrong. You see them sometimes in middle management in organisations, and they seem to be these petty bureaucrats who are always insisting that we all follow the rules. Again, there's every chance that they are of the prophet personality type. So if you relate to a bunch of those characteristics, then there's every chance that you are the prophet personality type, not necessarily someone with the spiritual gift of prophecy, but with a motivation to make sure that people know what's right and that they do it. Now, we may think of those people as a bit of a pain in the neck, but actually, it's important that there are people who hold us to account. A good friend of mine, who's a magistrate, Paul, is of that personality type. He always brings measure and consideration and due process and balance to an argument. And his perspective is powerful input to making sure that we end up heading in the right direction. The prophets, as with every other personality type, do have their low points, the common areas of weakness and limitation. And if you're a prophet personality type, or perhaps you know someone who fits into this type more or less, then this is really important stuff you need to know. Because the rest of us don't see the world through the lens of the prophet. But those people often feel like they're swimming against the tide in society. What is it that I'm the only one that can see that this is heading in the wrong direction? They often find themselves thinking, doesn't anybody else care that this is wrong? It's actually hard being a prophet personality type. As a result, it's easy for them to feel resentful and become depressed. Everybody seems to be against them. And then eventually, they can lose their confidence or their self-esteem. Nobody loves me because I'm such a pain in the neck. So they worry about being abandoned and unloved. They become jealous and they feel threatened. They often indulge themselves in feelings of moodiness, both highs and lows. It's a tough calling to be of this personality type. Ultimately, the prophet at their lowest point can become so envious of the freedom that other people seem to have, the freedom from these feelings of right and wrong, the freedom to seemingly do what they want to do, the freedom not to be swimming against the tide, as it were, all the time. Do you see how naturally the weaknesses of the prophet flow out of their inherent strengths? It's the same with all of us. Our weaknesses are just the flip side of the coin to our strengths. So, what can the prophet actually do about these things? Here's the essential knowledge they need to join hands and cooperate with the Holy Spirit in overcoming their natural sins. Because remember, even though the prophet has a tough gig some days, God's plan for him or for her, for you, if that's you, is a good plan. It's a wonderful plan. It's a plan that, despite all the difficulties and the conflict that the prophet will often have to face, involves God's peace and God's joy, no matter what the situation. So here is how the prophet can deal with some of the low points and be all that God made them to be. The prophet needs to make a deliberate choice to become less judgmental and more enthusiastic about life. How do they do that? Well, just take some time out from work and enjoy some social friendship and pleasurable activities. Enjoy taking a bit more time for fun and relaxing. The prophet literally needs to unwind this tension that they feel. And then all of a sudden, it actually becomes easier to look for the positive in people and situations. When the prophet focuses a bit more on the outcome than the details of how we get there, they become less obsessive-compulsive about following the rules. Prophets need to relax, plan enjoyable activities like a holiday or a social outing with family and friends, and then just go and do it. It's a process, it's tough, I know, but as we do that and pray about it, the Holy Spirit grabs a hold of that and does the things that we ourselves simply cannot do. God, as it turns out, loves each one of us. Jesus died for each one of us, including the prophet. And the Holy Spirit is here and ready and willing and able to help. Now, I know that it can be a bit of a struggle jotting down all of the characteristics of each of the personality types and remembering their weaknesses and what they can do to overcome them. So, look, I've made sure that each of these messages from this week and last week is available to you online at ChristianityWorks.com. Just click on the A Different Perspective program section down there at the bottom of the homepage, and you'll find this series, which is called Yes, Old Dogs Can Learn New Tricks. You'll be able to listen to each message or read the full transcript. In fact, you can even cut and paste material out of that. And if you like what you hear, subscribe to the free podcast. That's all online at ChristianityWorks.com. I'd love to see you there, and we can even have a chat about today's messages as you leave your comments and I respond to them. ChristianityWorks.com. The Lord bless you and keep you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow as we take another look at your strengths and your weaknesses from a different perspective.